The Port of Duluth Superior has been exporting and importing wind blades since 2005. Port Trade Development Director Ron Johnson says it's a big commodity.
They're huge. They're making the towers taller and the turbines more powerful.
The wind lobbying group, American Wind Energy Association, says 75,000 people work for 500 manufacturers in the United States. They say extending the tax credit for wind projects that start construction this year will save half of those jobs. Johnson agrees.
People were just kind of waiting on the sidelines, and there's a lot of people laid off. The whole timetable just came to a crunching halt, and now with this, hopefully it can kickstart it and get the process ramped up again.
Minnesota Power has 111 wind turbines, 101 of them in North Dakota, a $500 million investment. Company strategy and planning vice president Al Rudek says this may spur more of that.
This is a new development, so let's reevaluate whether or not we can do more wind, whether it makes sense to do more wind right now, or whether it makes sense to stay in the path where we had some more wind planned later in the decade.
Although Rudek says this extension is good news, he doesn't think it'll be needed in the long term.
The wind developers and wind turbine suppliers have really matured their offerings quite a bit. So like a lot of budding technologies and industries across the country, the ethanol industry was another one that had a long-standing credit that recently expired, and they've been continued to be successful.
Xcel Energy says they will be reevaluating their wind energy plan, too, because of the extension. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.